Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Malachi, last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourself and your spirit, and none of you be faithful to the wife of your youth. This passage about marriage, God's design for a husband and wife is to become one. This oneness is to be experienced in every area of the relationship. It involves a spiritual oneness, developing together as followers of Jesus, a physical oneness, an exclusive, fulfilling sexual commitment, a mental oneness, committed to one another exclusively, and an emotional oneness, commitment to exclusive feelings. God is the one who joins a husband and wife together, and what God joins together, Scripture says, man should never separate. The marriage covenant must be guarded and kept. Young adults, always make sure you pursue God's spouse for you, the one who is growing spiritually and the one who will encourage your spiritual growth. Husbands and wife, guard your relationship. Make time for each other. Read Scripture together. Pray together. Bring the date night out of the closet. Have fun together. Allow your relationship to grow and flourish. One day your children and grandchildren will thank you for keeping your marriage covenant. Father, never let me take marriage lightly. Help me never take my relationship with my spouse lightly. Give me the strength to stick to it for better or worse. Help me not to evaluate relationships by the standard of the world. Thank you for joining me together with my wife, or thank you if you're a woman praying this prayer. Thank you for joining me together with my husband. May that commitment never be broken. May my children grow up in a home where commitment is honored and you are loved. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.